Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis here in Masechet Yoma. We were towards the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara started with a brisa. The brisa taught that the term sheish, which is a term for linen, flax, also means that the threads of linen, and not only the threads of linen, the threads of wool, blue wool, the tcheles, and the argama, and the hashani, they are six ply. There are six little threads put together, folded together, to make the cords, to make the strings. So the Gemara had said that sheish, wherever it says sheish, dvarim shenemar ben sheish, chutan kafel shisha, they are a six ply cord. But then we learned in the Gemara, explaining this brisa, what's the source for this? The source for this is the fact that in Parshas Pekudei, the Torah says that the garments of the Kohanim, the hat of the Kohen Gadol, the hat of the Kohen Hedjot, the pants, they were the shirts, they were all made of linen, sheish, and it repeats that idea that they were made of linen five times. It used the word bad, it used the word sheish four times. So that's to teach us, one of those are to teach us that all over the cords should be sixfold ply, and not just about linen, but other materials as well. So then the Gemara said, how do you even know that sheish is linen? Maybe sheish is some other material. I didn't know that bad is linen. So the Gemara says, because bad is next to sheish, and bad means something which grows on its own, bad bivad. And the Gemara said another explanation, Ravina's explanation, the reason how we know that sheish is linen is the pasuk in Yecheskel. The Navi Yecheskel said explicitly, the Kohanim are to wear pants and shirts made of linen. So the Gemara then said, Rav Ashi said to Ravina, and before Yechezkel, how did we know? So Ravina said, that's never a question. We know that Rav Chisda said that Yechezkel is the source, that a Kohen who doesn't have a bris milah, a Kohen Arel, cannot do avoda, cannot do the service. And before Yechezkel, how did you know? The answer is that before Yechezkel, it was a Masorah, it was a tradition. Gemara Gamirla. It was a tradition. And then Yechezkel came and Asmacha Akra. He just gave you a pasuk to help you remember it. So the same thing goes over here, really, that sheish is linen is a tradition. Yechezkel Asmacha Akra. Yechezkel's just giving you a pasuk to help you remember it. So that's what we're up to. I guess one, probably about 10 or 12 lines up from before, where the lines get wide and the thin lines. The Gemara now goes to another point in the Braisa, Mashzarts, right over where in the right over the Shmos Lamed Tes that's in the margin. Mashzar, when the Torah says that a certain item is made of mashzar, threads plied together, which is what it says about the rimonim, the pomegranates, shmona, it's a string with eight little threads folded together. You know, and how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Vayasu," again in Pekudei, "Vayasu al shulei amil," and they made on the hem of the robe, the robe of the Kohen Gadol, rimonei pomegranates of tcheles argaman and tola ashani, pomegranates of blue wool, purple wool, and red wool, mashzar, that were mashzar, that were plied together. So it says over there, mashzar. Yalef mashzar mi mashzar, mashzar mi parochas. In regards to the parochas also, we have the word mashzar. So that means that there's a linkage between the parochas and the rimonim. So malahalan, just like in the parochas, esrim v'arba'a, the cords of the parochas were made up of four materials. Tcheles argaman, Tola Ashani, and Sheish. And they were spun together. So now each material, we said, is a string of six little strings because of the word Sheish. So if you have four materials, four times six means you have 24 little threads. So if there are 24 threads to the paroches, Afkan Eshvarba. So that means that here with the rimonim, the pomegranates that are also called mashzar, there are 24 threads. And there are three materials. That must mean to have the kolchad b'chad simnaya. Each one of the materials has eight threads. Asks the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa that the choshen and the ephod, their cords actually had 28 threads in them, because they had the four materials of Tcheles, Argama, Tola, Shani, and Sheish, and they had also a fifth material. They had gold strings in each of them. The Nalef, why don't we learn Mi Choshen ve'Ephod, from the Choshen and Ephod, and Malahal and Esen Ushmona, just like over there was 28 threads. Afkan Esen Ushmona. So we should say that over here, with the Rimonim, the Mashzar of the Rimonim, it was 28 little threads. Answer the Gemara, Dan and Davar Shlonem Rebozav, Mi Davar Shlonem Rebozav. We derive the Rimonim that don't have gold to them from something else that doesn't have gold, the paroches, lafuke choshen v'efod, to exclude the breastplate and the apron, shenemar ben zav, where the Torah says that these are materials that have mixed in with them strips of gold. So it's like my adra, maybe the opposite. Done in beged mibeged, we should derive a garment, namely the me'il, the rimonim of the me'il, which is a garment aspect, something about a garment. Mi beget, from another garment, from the choshen and the ephod, lafuge paroches, and not to derive from the curtain, to olhu, which is a tent, it's part of the mishkan. Ella, says the Gemara, dana me avnet, we derive the pomegranates, how many threads are in the pomegranates, and the meaning of mashzar, not from the paroches, but rather from the belt. Now it is done in beged, now we're deriving a garment from a garment. We're deriving something that doesn't have gold from something that doesn't have gold. Ain't done a davar shein bozav, and we don't have to derive the pomegranates that don't have any gold in them. Mi davar sheyesh bozav, from the choshen and the ephod, which have in them gold. So again, the avnet also had four materials. The avnet also was the four materials of, if it was 24 threads, and therefore if we're learning from the Avnet to the Rimonim also had 24 threads, but the Rimonim only had three materials, so that must mean that's why it says Mashzar, just Mashzar, to say that if it's just Mashzar, it's strings of eight threads. Rav Mari gave a different answer. Why don't we learn from the Choshen? Ta'asenu ksiv. It says about the Choshen, make it. Ta'asenu lezev, a little achel. That means you can't learn from it. You make it, this is made this way, but nothing else. Rav Ashi said another answer. It says about the pomegranates. Ve'asisa ksiv. It says, and you should make the pomegranates. That's to say, shiyu kol asiyos shavos. That in the pomegranates, everything has to be uniform. All the makings of different types of materials all have to be the same. And therefore, hey chinevit, how could we derive from the choshen or the ephod that the cords should have in them 28 little threads? Then the three materials, the tcheles, argaman, and tola, shani, are not going to be uniform. Because if ne'avid, if we're going to do out of the tcheles 10 little threads, and out of the tola shani 10 little threads, and out of the agaman 10 little threads, ne'avid tlasa dasara sara, if we make three out of the three types, each to them, 10 little threads, havu tlasin, then we're making a total of 30 little threads. We're supposed to be making 28. Ne'avid trei detisha v'tisha, if we're going to make two of nine threads each, v'chad dasara, and then a third of 10 little threads, Amar Kadosh, the Torah says, Vasisa, Shukalasio Shavos. All the making, all the manufacturing has to be uniform. Therefore, it must be that actually each material has a cord of 8 little threads and not a cord of something else, 10 or 6. All right, then the Braisa says, we're on the very last line of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Me'il, the robe of the Kohen Gadol, was made of cords that had Shnei Masar, that had 12 threads to them. Meanwhile, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, Vasisa, Me'il, Eifod, Klil, Techeles. And you should make the robe of the Eifod, Klil, Techeles. So it's all blue. And this is a blue called Klil Techeles. What is Klil Techeles? Rashi explains Klil means Gedil. It means a cord. In Gedil, Pachas Mishnaim. A cord always refers to at least two. So it means that the Techeles has to be doubled. Double cords. So therefore, Yalif Techeles Techeles Miparochas. Now we derive a Gzeirah Shavah. It says here Techeles. It says in regards to the Parochas, the curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, also says the word Tcheles. Malal and Shisha, just like the Tcheles there, the cords there were sixfold, six little threads inside the cords. Afkan here too. Shisha, the cord has six little threads in it. So six times two is a total of 12. Ask the Gemara, why are you learning from the Parochas? V'neilef mishulav rimonav. Why don't you derive the definition of gedil or klil, the definition of the double cords of the me'il from the hem of the me'il and the pomegranates? Malahal and shmona, just like over there, it was eight. Right? We said that the word mashzar means that it's a cord that's a total of eight threads to it. Afkan Shmona. So here too it should be cords with eight threads, and then doubled means a total of 16. So the Me'il should be of cords that are 16 threads. And so the Gemara, we're on the fourth line of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, done in Kli Mikli. We derive the definition of Me'il from the Paroches, because both of them are utensils. Being done in Kli Mitachshit Kli, that's better than deriving the Me'il from the Rimonim. The Rimonim are not really a utensil, they're just an adornment on top of a utensil. Adrab is looking at this. The opposite, it should make more sense. Done in Gufo Migufo. You should derive the Me'il from something else which is on that same item, from the Rimonim, the pomegranates that are on the Me'il. Being done in Gufo Me'alma, you shouldn't derive the body of the Me'il from some outside place, from the Paroches. I'll tell you the reason why we know that the Me'il starts with cords that have six threads to them, and then they get doubled. Because Ayin Damina, that's what we said in the Braisa that we learned yesterday, that one of the times that it says sheish extraneously in Parshas Pekudei is l'sha'ar begadim, for all the other garments, lo nemar ben sheish, if it doesn't mention the word sheish in them. But there also, those cords have to be with six-fold threads, six-ply threads. Then the Braisa says, Paroches, the curtain itself, its cords were Esther and Varba, 24 little threads in them. Why? Dala de Shita Shita, because the Paroches is made up of four materials. Each threaded within it one of the four materials. The thread had within it Tchela Sargama, Tola, Shani, and Sheish. And therefore we know that each thread itself, of each of these materials, when you have a cord of these materials, they have within, they're actually a fold together of six little threads. So four times six and six, that gets to 24. So this is lo din of lo dina. This, you don't have to have a judge, you don't have to have a judgment about it. No questions, this is clear. Finally, the price is said, choshen ve'efod, the strings in the breastplate and in the apron, they were made up of Esther and Ushmona, 28 little threads. You know, and how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Vasisa choshen mishpat," you are to make a choshen mishpat, maaseh choshev, choshev craftsmanship, kemaaseh efod taasenu, like you made for the ephod, and each of the cords has in it zahav plus tcheles plus argaman plus tolah shani plus sheish, and this is mashzar. So that means arba de shita shita. you have the four materials, Tcheles, Argama, Tola, Shani, and Sheish. Each of those strings are sixfold ply, six little threads folded over. So that gives you 24 little threads so far in the ropes of the Choshen and the Ephod. And then you had, that's Asin Ra'arba, and then you have Zav, and you have a little piece of gold in each. Arba, four little strips, that gives you a total of 28 strips. Asin V'timnai, that's 28. So as I want to understand, if the material of linen was six little threads, the material of the blue wool was six little threads, the material of the red wool was six little threads, the material of the purple wool was six little threads, and you say, well, there's another material, there's also gold. So let's say that there are six little strips of gold that are added into these materials. And then we should be saying that the cords of the Choshen and the Ephod are not a total of 28 little threads. They should be a total of 30 little threads. Rav Yaakov answered, Amar Karkas, the Pasuk says, we're on Ayin Beis Mem Aleph. The Pasuk says about the gold. The Kitzeitz Psilim. And he's to cut the Psilim. Now, Psil versus Psilim means it's two, and then Kitzeitz cuts the two Psilim, means it gets to four. Harei kan arba. That's a total of four. Rav Ashi said another answer. How do we know that there are four little strips of gold in the ropes of the Choshen and the Ephod and not six little strips of gold? Amar Karkas, the pasuk says, lasos, to do, besochat cheles. We are on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, about six lines or so before it gets wide, in the still thin lines. Lasos besochat cheles uvesochat argaman. To make gold inside of the blue wool and inside of the purple. It's not that you have a thread of purple wool, and then another thread of blue wool, and a thread of red wool, and a thread of linen, and then a thread of gold, little gold strands. That's not what's going on. The gold threads are put into the other materials. So, hey, Chinat, what are you telling us to do? If we're putting the gold in, and we have six little strips of gold, Nevid arba de tre, if we put into each of these materials two threads of gold, havlu timnai, then we're going to have eight threads of gold, not six. Nevid tre de tre, to have two materials having each two threads of gold. Utre, and two materials, two ropes to chad, with only one thread of gold each. Vasisa, but the Torah says about the manufacture of the Choshen and of the Ephod, and you shall make them, as we said, you call us Yoshavos, all the makings have to be uniform, it has to all be the same. So therefore, it's actually four threads of gold. So when you add four threads of gold to the 24 threads that you had before, you get to a total of 28 threads within each rope of the Choshen and Ephod. Well, she didn't. She would pay for it, but they were craftsmen who were making it.
Oh, I thought she made it.
No. Amar Rachba. All right, new lesson talking about Big Day Kahuna. Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rachba said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Hamakareya Big Day Kahuna. If somebody tears Big Day Kahuna, Loke gets lashes. He's violating a law. Shenamar, because the pasuk says Lo Yikareya, which we're reading as there's a prohibition. Don't tear it." Ask if Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, "How do you know that it's a prohibition? Maybe it's just a description." Maybe what HaKadosh Baruch was saying is the following. Now the last thin line. Navid lay. Now starting the first wide line. Navid lay safa. Make for the me'il, for the robe, a safa, a border. Ki heichi delo nikra. So that it not tear. When he's walking around, it shouldn't tear on its own. But not that there's a prohibition on anybody else. Don't you dare tear it. My answer is, Miksiv Shalo Yikareh. It doesn't say make a border so that it not tear. It doesn't say, doesn't have the letter Shin. It doesn't have Shalo, that it not tear. It says, Lo Yikareh. It may not be torn. Rabbi Elazar said another similar halacha. Mizia Choshen Mi'ala Ephod. someone who disconnects the breastplate from the apron. V'ameisir ba'dei aron, and someone who removes the poles of the ark. Loke gets lashes. Shenamar, because it says about the breastplate and the apron, lo yizach, they shall not move. And it says about the poles of the ark, lo yasuru, they should not be taken out of it. They shouldn't be taken out. Askeflor of Acham Yaakov. Acham Yaakov asks a similar question. Why don't we say, v'doma ki kam rachmana chadkinu v'avdinu shapir. Maybe all that Hashem is saying is tighten it, tie it, right? Tie them well. Maybe Hashem is saying, tie the choshen well to the ephod. It's saying about the poles, you know, squeeze them tightly into the rings of the aron. Kedei shelo yizach, so that the breastplate not disconnect from the apron. The lo yasuru, and that the poles not come out, but not telling you that you can't take them out. Again, the same answer. Miksiv shelo yizach, does the verse say, so that it will not separate? Or shelo yasuru, so that they will not go out. It says, lo yasuru, they shouldn't go out. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Rami, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina asks a contradiction. See, on the one hand, the pasuk says, b'tabos aron yiyu abadim, in the rings of the ark, the poles should be. Lo yasuru, they shouldn't be taken out. So then we have another verse which says, v'huva es badav b'tabos, and its poles will be brought into the rings. It sounds like they could be brought in. They could also be taken out. The other hand, the other verse says, "Lo yasum menu." Sounds like they cannot be taken out. Okay, so the answer is like this: Misparkin ve'ein shmatin. They can move around. They can't be slipped out. Rashi explains: Misparkin ve'ein nishmatin b'rasheim ayu avim. At their heads, they were thicker. Ve'ichnes roshan echad b'dochak b'tabas. He squeezed one head in just barely into the ring. Uvam tzad, but in their middle, the middle of these poles, hayutakin, they were thin. Once they're in the ring, they're not going to be tightly in the ring. Elamis parkin vochel lekan lekan, but they're rolling around this way and this way. They're not going to fall out. That's meant to fall out of the rings. Because they are thicker at their heads. Exactly this way. The verse says, "Betabos haron yiyu abadim." In the rings of the ark will be the poles. Yachlo yuzasim imkoman. Maybe that means that they have to be so tightly in that they can't move at all in from their spot. Tamom. That's what the verse teaches you. V'huva es badav betabos, and the poles will be brought into the rings. That means they can be brought in. They can also be brought out. So in fact, v'huva es badim. If I just had that verse, v'huva es badav. Maybe they could come in easily, they can come out easily. And that's why we have another verse that says, in the rings of the ark, the poles will be. Okay, so how do you resolve it? Resolve the contradiction, as we said. Misparkin, they can move around because the middle is thin. They cannot really be removed because the edges are thicker. Reb Chanina said, my disciples reading the verse about the Mishkan, Atzei Shitim. The walls were made of krashim, of poles, and the poles are made out of shittim wood. Omdim, that are standing. Of course they're standing. Yadish, omdim derek de lasan. They're standing the way they grew. So the part of the tree that was higher is now the higher part of the beam. Davarach, another explanation. What does it mean? Atzei shittim omdim. Omdim shemamid masipuyeim. That means that they not only do they stand, but they make other things stand. They stand up the plating. The gold plating that's on them is stood up by the wood, because the gold is hammered into the wood. Or as Rashi says, that the wood never rotted. And since it didn't rot, the gold never fell in. Another explanation, Omdin, they're standing. Shema Tomer, you might say that once we lost the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan and these things were put away, Avad Sivran, their logic has been lost. Batal Sukuyan, anticipating them, thinking about them is a waste. Tamalom, that's the verse says, Omdim, they're standing. Shom lo'olam olam olam. The Mishkan is put away, and it's still standing strong. Reb Chanina said another lesson. My definitive meaning of the verse, as big the Asrad, the Shoreis Bakodesh. The garments of the Kohen Gadol are called the Kohanim. are called the Srad garments. Srad means remnants. The remnant garments to serve in the holy. What does it mean, remnant garments? The answer is, I'm Beis. If not for the garments of the Kohanim, with which Kohanim would do karbanos, and thereby garner atonement for us. There wouldn't be any remnant of the Jewish people. Because without karbanos, wiping away our sins, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Rabbi Shimon Tana. In the Yeshiva Rabbi Shimon, we have a brisa. What does it mean? Big day srad? Begadim shagardin osim kibriyasim mikli lehem. These are garments that they are taken off of the loom. Made already. So in other words, unlike normally when you take off of a loom, you take off of a loom material. Then you have to cut it. Then you have to fit it. Then you have to sew it. No, these were already taken off. These garments, the pants, the shirt, they were taken off the loom already in the shape to be able to have a person in them. But they leave a little bit off, which is a remnant. Mahi, what's this little bit that's left off? That's what you have to attach with needlework. The Gemara asks, I don't understand. We know that the garments of the Kohanim are not made from needlework, they're made by a loom. They're woven. Shemar says, Masi Orig, a handiwork of weaving. Amar Abaye Abaye said, the majority is woven. The Masi Machat is only for the sleeves. The sleeves of the garments of the Kohanim, Ne'eregas Bifnei Atzma, was woven on its own. Vinid Bekas in my baguette and then attached to the garment. Magas, and the sleeve would reach Ad Pisas Hayad. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rachba sent him Rav Yehuda. Shalosh, another thing about the Mishkan. Shalosh Aronos Asa B'Tzalo. B'Tzalo made three boxes. The Torah says, Mibayis Umichutz Tetzapenu. Plate it from the inside and from the outside. So he made three boxes. A box of wood, Aron Eitz, that was in the middle. Then on the outside of that, he put a big box of gold. And on the inside, he put another box of gold. And then he covered it with gold. So the wood is fully covered with gold. So Shalosh Aron Eitz HaBetzal. Betzal made three boxes. Emtzai Shal Eitz, the middle one, was of wood. And that was Tisha. The height of the middle one was 9 tefachim. Pnimi, then there was an inner one of gold with Shmona, with a height of 8 tefachim. Chitzon, then there was an external box with a height of Asara Umashu. 10 tefachim plus a little bit more. I asked the Gemara about a time we lived in a Braisa that the external box was a Achad Asara Umashu, had a height of 11 and a little bit more tefachim. And it's more lokash is not a contradiction. This is according to the opinion that the thickness of the base in Bo'ov Yotefach, the thickness did not have a tefach. All right, Yomai Mashu, why was there another little bit? Says the Gemara Zer, that was the crown. Amr Biochan said in the Kalim of the Mishkan, Shlosha Zerim Hain, there are three utensils with crowns. Shal Mizbeach, the Mizbeach, Shal Aron, Vishal Shulchan. Shal Mizbeach is the crown of Kahuna. Zach Aaron and Natlo, Aaron married and he got it. Shal Shulchan of the table, Zach David and Natlo. That's the symbol of the Kahun, of the royalty. David got it. Shal Aaron Adayin Munachu, and the Aaron is still placed. The Torah, Kalarotz Likach, and wants to take it. Yavu Vikach, come and take it. Shema Tomer Pachosu, you might say, well, that's not as good as the others. Tamaloma, that's the opposite. Bimalach Mimlocha, with the Torah is how the kings rule. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan asked the contradiction. Siv Zar, on the one hand, it's written Zayin Reish. A Karinan Zer, and we read it as a crown. So the answer is like this. Zach, if a person merits Nasis Lozer, becomes a crown. Lo zach, if one doesn't merit, zara himenu, the Torah becomes a stranger to him and leaves him. Rabbi Yochanan, Rami, Rabbi Yochanan has a contradiction. See, it says, v'asisa lecha aron etz. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will make for yourself an ark of wood. See, on the other hand, it says, v'asu aron etz eshtim, and they will make an ark of shittim wood. Mikan l'tamad chachma, to tell you from here, Torah scholar, Shibnei Iro, that the people of his city, Mitzuvin la'asas lo malachto, they are obligated to do his work for him. You shall plate the box of wood from gold with gold on the inside and the outside. Amar Rav, Rav explained, called Talmud Chacham Shein Tocha Gevar, and the Talmud Chacham was inside, it's not like his outside. Ain't the Talmud Chacham, it's not a Talmud Chacham. Amar Abayi Vitem Rav Bar Ula. Even worse, Nikra Nitav. The Talmud Chacham was inside, it's not like his outside. It's called disgusting. Shneimar, as it says, Af Ki Nisav Enelach Ish Sosa Chamayim Avla. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Might have the meaning of the verse. Lama Zemachir Biyat Ksil Liknos Chacham Vleiv Ayin. What is this payment in the hands of the fool to acquire wisdom with no heart? Woe to those Torah scholars sh'oskim b'Torah, are busy with Torah, but ain't b'mir shemayim. They don't have a heart. They don't have any fear of heaven. Machuz Rabbi Yani used to say, Chaval d'lesle d'arta. Woe to the person who doesn't have a courtyard, v'tar l'darta of it, and he's making a gate to the courtyard. In other words, yirat shemayim, fear of heaven, that is the courtyard. Torah is just the gate to get us to yirat shemayim, to fear of heaven, to listen to the will of Hashem. Amlu Rav Rabban, Rav used to say to the rabbis, I beg of you to have Yirat Shemayim, lo teirtun, tati Gehenim. Don't interpret two worlds of Gehenim. If you don't have Yirat Shemayim, the next world you have Gehenim. And then this world will also be a Gehenim, that you learned Torah, but you didn't fulfill it because you didn't have Yirat Shemayim, so the world will be a Gehenim. Amri Bishu Ben Levi, my dechtiv was meaning the verse, Vizos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe. Why do you use the words Asher Sam Moshe? It should be, this is the Torah that Moshe taught. The answer like this, Zach, if a person merits, Nasas lo sam chayim. Torah is a potion of life. Lo zach, if it doesn't merit, Nasas lo sam misa, it's a poison. Aina Dama Rav, as Ravan said, De uman le sama de chayit, lo uman le sama de mosa. There are certain people who are, you know, really devoted to Torah. For them, it's life. Those who are not, it's death. Amar Rav Shmuel Nachmeni, Rav Shmuel Nachmeni said, Rav Yonasan Rami, Rav Yonasan asked the contradiction. See, on the one hand, the pasuk says, "B'kudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev." The commandments of Hashem are straight; they make the heart happy. See, on the other hand, the verse says, "Imras Hashem Tzrufa." The word of God is pure. He answers like this: "Zacha, if one merits Misam Chato, it makes him happy. Lo Zacha, if he doesn't merit Sorafto, it gives him afflictions and it purifies him." Rikshlakish Amar Migufa Dikra Nafka Zacha. This one verse itself tells us this: Sorafto L'chaim, if he merits, purifies him for life. Lazacha, if he doesn't purify himself, so after Lamisa, it afflicts him and he gets death. Yirat Hashem Tzahor Medes La'ad. Amar Reb Chanina said, Zalom Etor B'Tahara. This fear of God is pure. It stands forever. This one who learns Torah and is in a pure state. Mayi, what would be a pure state? No, Se'isha, first to get married. V'achkach Lom Etor, then learn Torah. Edus Hashem Ne'amana. The testimonies of God are loyal. Amar Reb Chia Bar Abba Ne'amana Hi L'Hayid B'Lomdeha. They are loyal to testify about those who study it. Rashi says, the Torah itself will testify who fulfilled it and who didn't. Maaseh Rokeh, Maaseh Choshev. Sometimes there are certain aspects of the Mishkan are called Maaseh Rokeh. They're made with a Rokeh needlework or pattern. Sometimes it's Maaseh Choshev. So what are these different patterns of weaving? So Amr Belazer, Belazer said, Maaseh Rokeh is Shirokeh B'Mokim Shechoshvin, where they embroider in the spot where they were thinking of. So Rashi says they first make with paint on the garment what the pattern should be, and then they, with a needle, do the needlework over that pattern. Tanu Mishmei Rabbi Nechemya, in the Raisa, they taught in the name of Rabbi Nechemya, Rokeim Maasei Machat, Rokeim is needlework, lefichach parts of echa, that's why it's only one face. But choshev is maase oreg, choshev is something which is done on a loom, it's a type of weaving work, lefichach, shnei partsufos, you end up with two shapes, with two faces on the weave. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow.